Good afternoon on this final full day of winter, and it's definitely feeling like winter across our area. Temperatures are running well below seasonable levels by about 10 to 15 degrees. It is not the coldest high temperature that we've ever seen on this date. That record for Albany is 20 degrees for the record lowest high temperature. That was set in 1944. But there's no argument that a high temperature near freezing on this final full day of winter is a little bit chillier than most would like, given the fact that spring is starting tomorrow. So for most of us, high temperatures have been near or below the freezing mark through the day. It's been a little bit less cold south of Albany, where temperatures have bounced up to around 40 degrees this afternoon. All is clear. Satellite picture is clean this afternoon, so things are looking bright and sunny over the next few hours. And there are no storms in the forecast, at least for the next day or so. And then a storm threat will likely impact areas to the south of the capital region on Wednesday and Wednesday night, with another shot at some accumulating snow. Another one of these late season winter weather events, but for most of us, this storm will end up being a miss, at least in our listening area. So we're looking ahead to a clear but chilly night across the region, and what I'm looking at is dew points around our area that are running near zero. That means the air is very dry. You may have gotten a few static shocks around the house or around your workplace today because of all this dry air. Well, the dew point also gives us a hint as to how cold it can get under clear skies and with light winds. So we're talking about temperatures tonight that are likely to drop off into the single digits and teens across the area. If the wind happens to go to calm, that's going to be your best opportunity to see a temperature near zero overnight. Tomorrow will be cold again, with temperatures running only in the 20s and 30s across the area, but it looks to be a quiet day. We'll see sun mixed with some clouds. That storm potential, again, mainly for areas to the south and, east of Albany, will come up on Wednesday and Wednesday night, and will keep temperatures on the cool side moving through the week. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, low 5 to 15. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and continued cold, high 28 to 34. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, low 5 to 15. Tomorrow, partly sunny and continued cold, high 28 to 34. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, low 15 to 20. Tomorrow, partly sunny and continued cold, with highs in the 30s to near 40. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, low 10 to 15. Tomorrow, partly sunny and continued cold, high 30 to 35. Region-wide on Wednesday, variably cloudy, a chance of snow mainly to the south, southeast, and east of Albany, with highs in the 30s. And on Thursday, partly sunny, breezy, and still cool, high 35 to 40. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.